Partners on the other side of the aisle so that we can create the kind of balanced approach of spending cuts, revenues, entitlement reform that everybody knows is the right way to do things.
Yeah, whatever. That would be the chief, El Jefe, the Presidente, Barack Obama, talking about the sequester that was inevitable because we knew it was coming for a year. And that's where we start. That's the part of the trail that we're on. There's no snow yet, but it's coming. In some places, it's a whiteout. Chicago, D.C. Oh, get the shovels ready. In North Dakota, you're already feeling it. In Minnesota, you're feeling it as well. Kate Delaney here, chief shoveler on America Tonight. I'll tell you, at the mothership, I know that they've been blasted by snow. We'll go to our what I call our little meteorologist or the glue of the show, Matt Johnson, to get an update on that. Matt, how deep is the snow? How deep is it in the studio?
It's approaching 5 to 6 inches right now, and it's supposed to continue for throughout the night into tomorrow and tomorrow night. So hopefully it'll let up at some point, but right now it's going strong, so it'll probably be around 8 or 9 inches by the time I actually leave.
But you like to brag that in Minnesota, the people are hardy. They think the rest of us in the country are wimps. With when we get the dusting, we get an inch, we get 2 inches. Our schools in the Northeast closed down. What does it take for Minnesotans to be knocked out of the game? How much snow?
It usually takes at least a foot before you start seeing school closings and things like that. There was a time, it was the same year, it was the 2 or 3 years ago when the Metrodome collapsed. We got a bunch of snow then, and then they actually shut down offices in downtown. But that was, we had like 2 feet of snow. It was absolutely ridiculous. But it usually takes at least a foot for anything to get actually shut down.
All right, so at least a foot for Minnesota. How about the rest of you out there listening to us? Are you feeling the rage of the white stuff now? A major storm bringing heavy snow from North Carolina to West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. It'll happen Tuesday into Thursday, moving through the central Appalachians toward the mid-Atlantic coast during the middle of the week, blasting the plains, the Midwest. Right now, as you heard Matt talk about, and I know some of you have already received that snow, so how much does it take to knock you out of the game when the snow becomes heavy, roads get clogged with the snow, people get stranded, the airports are nasty? I'll tell you, one of the worst places to be stuck. I've lived all over the country, so I've got the major roadways down. I've lived off all of them, it seems. I-95, baby. 95 is the worst. I hate it. It's the worst. Parts of that, you don't want any part of. And D.C., oh, they cannot handle snow in D.C. Can't handle it. It's the worst place to be stuck. I think of all the places in the Northeast, that may be the worst. So that heavy snow and the craziness that ensues, it might be a close call for some people trying to jump on some planes, depending on when all of this happens. Because, you know, with the de-icing and the runways, then it's trickier. They don't take a lot of chances with that, and that's smart, because we had some plane incidents with de-icing, if you recall. And it's probably very, very smart not to do that. You know, here we are almost at spring break, though. Kids will be going to spring break soon. And in Florida, it's kind of cold. As if they're heading to those parts where they normally go, it's typically sunny. You're getting that sunburn on those pale, pasty, leathery legs, or weathered legs in some cases, if you have a chaperone. But the temperatures are maybe 20 degrees below normal, and that means it's 50, 60 degrees. Got to rent a wetsuit. Forget the whole bikini thing. Naples was 36 degrees just the other day. Tallahassee, 18 degrees. 18 degrees. That also means the orange groves and everything else get hit by that, too. Wow, that's a bummer. When you plan to go to spring break in Florida, you saved up your pennies or you begged your family for the money. You're jumping in a car with your posse, and then the weather is crappy. Oh, no girls gone wild because everybody's cold. Oh, it's just, it's no fun in Florida, frankly, when it's cold, especially not when you're expecting to be on the beach somewhere because, it, you know what, it just doesn't work, doesn't work. All right, we started off with a comment from the president about getting everything done correctly with the cuts, and, you know, it's $85 billion that we're talking about, and only through September, so it's a squished amount of time because you're losing a couple of months. There's 30 days to let everybody know who's going to be furloughed, meaning they have a day off here and there, so they may get 22 days off, whatever it adds up to, since they can't just randomly fire them. It's not about firing people. But what's interesting is all of the doom and gloom predicted for the airports, and that, you know, the lines are going to be long and look out below. Remember, she was kind of the one leading the charge, trying to edge the Republicans up to the table and get them to come up with something different by saying that we would have a terrible mess with the air traffic controllers. We'd have at least 90 extra minutes and the TSA would be a mess. But now they're saying that major airports, this is what Napolitano was saying. She was saying the major airports were seeing 150 to 200% as long as lines as they would normally expect. Are you kidding? I mean, that sounds like waiting in Disney World for 2 hours to get on the runaway train. So this is a runaway train, right? And some of the effects being felt, this is what they were saying over the weekend. You could, you know, Chicago O'Hare, Atlanta, LAX, that the airports were terrible, that they were bogged down. But then what they're saying at LAX, once they heard her say that, they're saying, that's not true. We haven't had any security delays. We haven't had any slowdowns. There hasn't been any problems. And in Atlanta, they're saying the same thing, that there have been no abnormally long lines at the security checkpoints. There hasn't been planes that have been delayed at the gates. And in Chicago, they're saying the same thing. No unusual delays or cancellations. So I love that Napolitano, they must tell her to do this. She keeps holding these news conferences to tell us how to be prepared. That's the new news. And how awful it's going to be once all of this kicks in. And it's happening now. And today it's longer lines. But, I mean, talk about exaggerating. A check with all the airports, they're saying no, no, and no. That's not true. Nothing is further from the truth. The lines are normal. They're the same as that they have been. Nobody's waiting any extra. So maybe it's not going to be quite as bad as they are promising it will be. I bet deeper into it, it could get that way. But anyway, the impacts of the $85 billion in cuts, I think all of the cabinet, all the president's men running and women running out there to tell people how terrible it was going to be, was in an effort to try to push the Republicans to get back to the table and to come up with a way to have some spending reductions and have more tax rises, more taxes to pay for it. But the Republicans didn't play. They didn't play along. And I think this was the huge miscalculation. I don't think that's at all what they expected to happen. But guess what? Sometimes when you play with fire, you get burned. All right, we're not going to get burned. On the next side, we got some really interesting things to tell you about, including some numbers. Hang with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America tonight. What do you do when you just got to get your work down done? You know, you got to be down with the work. You got to get it done, and you just don't have the energy. Do you reach for America's go-to drink, one of the monster beverages, Red Bull, 5-Hour Energy? Do you pound them down, or are you too afraid? At this point, are you too afraid to take the stuff, since we had that one teenage girl who, by the way, was really on a diet. She got rather thin, and her family said she was downing the monster stuff like nobody's business. But now they're saying, they said on Monday, that there's no evidence that the death of the 14-year-old girl was caused by drinking two of those drinks. Because, remember, they were sued last year by that family of the Maryland teen who died when she had a heart attack, and her family says it was related to drinking those energy drinks on the consecutive days. So they sued for the failure to warn that there's some dangers in the drink. And what they did was the company, which has, of course, a gazillion dollars in their pocket, they hired a bunch of doctors to study whether the caffeine from the drinks contributed to her death. The company said that the doctors found no medical, scientific, or factual evidence to support what the medical examiner's report said of caffeine toxicity. That is a scary thing. Let me tell you, put caffeine and toxicity together, and that scares me to death because everyone's doing it. People are caffeined out. You can see people get caffeine shakes sometimes. sometimes I've seen people do that with just coffee, where they're downing pots of coffee. So can you get cardiac arrhythmia due to that, you know, CT? And the answer is maybe you can, but they're saying that this was not the cause of it. The doctors are saying that's not the cause of what happened, that it might have been, you know, it wouldn't have been exacerbated by the caffeine, that her death was caused by inflammation of the heart muscle. So you think about it. Rockstar, AMP, full throttle. That's the idea, man. Keep you up, keep you jumping, keep you hopping, get your stuff, you know, done. And Black Dog says, I drink Pepsi like it's water, Kate. Okay, is that good for you to drink all that Pepsi like it's nothing? Or are you, you know, on a crazy caffeine crash course? Matt, you do the 5-hour energy thing. Do you ever get the shakes, or do you ever feel like, wow, it's too much, or you're caffeined out?
If you drink a full bottle of it, I usually drink a couple sips and never probably more than half of a bottle at a time. Just because if you do the full thing, I think you do get the jitters and that kind of stuff.
I think you get the jitters. I do. I think if you drink too much, then that's part of, that can be bad too, because there's like a nasty edge to that sometimes for people. When they have that jittery thing, when they're on edge, they don't. It's not a pleasant thing necessarily. But, you know, listen, it couldn't be more popular. It couldn't be more popular to amp yourself up with one of those things that I just mentioned. And there's probably other ways, too. Students that are studying late into the night, people have work that's due, and whether it's lawyers, or doctors, or just anybody working for an internet company or working on their own company or doing paperwork or... How many people doing taxes at the last second are going to be armed with whatever their agent of caffeine is in their hands somewhere? You just got to figure it can't be great. Is that whole moderation thing? You know, at some point you got to, and I certainly wouldn't police what anyone does, but I would think that at some point, especially if you're getting the jitters, you just have to kind of lay back a little bit. And if Matt's telling us, okay, yeah, I take 5-hour energy, but I don't even take a whole bottle because it's, you know, too much for me. The interesting thing, though, is they're not going to get the company on her death. And that would have really, it doesn't look like it anyway, that really would have changed things big time for, I think, some of these products that are out there. Because other people could step forward if there were other people who died from caffeine toxicity. They'll look to those drinks right away. Because the FDA did say that there's a possible link between 5-hour energy and 13 deaths. So the question is, how many energy drinks can actually harm your body? And the FDA wants to regulate drinks. I'm thinking horse meat or caffeine drinks that are too over the top for us. You know, the bottom line is the company saying that there is no medical, scientific, or factual evidence to support that. He's saying, you know, but the other side is saying we have our experts, they have their experts, that's the idea, and, you know, we'll see, ultimately. So the company itself is saying that they don't buy it, but the family is pretty diligent in what they believe was the death of the 14-year-old. Stay tuned for more on that, because I think that's a huge, huge story based on all the people around me I know that are pumping those drinks down big, 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 big time. All right, so we go from those drinks to, sadly, a story that I came across from my own hometown. Man, it is getting tougher and tougher to live in Philadelphia. What is going on? So in Glen Holden, Pennsylvania, which is a suburb of Philadelphia, the school district is taking extra counselors or making them available to the kids. And why? Why are counselors there? That means grief. That means death. If I say to you a school is amping up on its counselors, you're automatically thinking, all right, something's happened. So a sixth grader was taken off life support from injuries. This is after injuries that he got in a fight. He had a concussion, a broken nose, and some other things that happened to him. They put him in a medically induced coma because he was having seizures. And this is just sick. I mean, it's sick. They're investigating what happened. But they're, you know, they're still unclear, and they know that it was a fight, and they know there were other people involved. A sixth grader going to school. I mean, what are you arguing about? How is that going down, the call-outs, the whatever, that you are smashing each other around so badly, or people are pummeling this one kid that he ends up in that condition, ends up in the hospital, and dies? I mean, there's just no way. Boys will be boys, but not to that extent. That school better be worried. It's the Southeast Delco School District superintendent who's trying to put a lid on all of this, because he knows this is bad stuff for that school district. And it's a Darby Township school where the kid was slammed around, and that's a shame. When I was going to school, there were a couple of times you saw people that would fight, and somebody would call somebody out, but nothing where it was crazy and everybody was stomping on one person, because I would believe Cherry Hill East, where I went, they would have stopped that immediately. They would have been all over somebody, and, man, that's crazy. Matt, if you're still hanging in there and you're not running out for your five-hour energy, can you imagine when you were 12 having to defend yourself so much that you had in the middle of a fight that you end up on the ground with seizures? That's awful. I mean, just awful. Unacceptable. Even Jake sent me this. He said, Kate, did you see the story? Jake and Austin said, did you see the story about your hometown and a 12-year-old who died because he was injured in a fight at school? I can remember some heated fights in my day, but nothing where I felt like I was in danger of dying. Certainly not. Some heated arguments, but nothing that led to anybody having a concussion, I guess, let's put it that way. Maybe a few bloody noses, but no concussions. And, oh, you can bet that district is, obviously, the kids are filled with grief. But they're going to be worried about what the repercussions of that are, because who's watching? How did that happen? Where was it in the school grounds? You know, that's a nasty bit of business to have a young kid end up in that situation. Imagine making a phone call to that family. Hey, your son's at the hospital. Really, what happened? We got to put him on life support. We want to put him into a medically induced coma. It's that bad. Oh, that's bad. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, a little good news. How about a daily salute? And by the way, if you want to throw in on any or all of it, give us a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Worth mentioning on these airwaves with the audience that we have here on America Tonight, let's shout it out. So send it to me at americatonight.net, click on contact, and boom, just like that, you're in. Tell me the story, send me the link, whatever, tell me what they did. Like the kid across the street shimmied up the tree and got your baby puppy out of it. Or, I don't know, there was the caddy who jumped in the water filled with alligators and retrieved your ball, which would be ridiculous. I actually saw someone do that once in Florida, in Largo, Florida. The Daily Salute this time has to do with brains. How about this 12-year-old? You know, we were sadly talking about a 12-year-old before, and you've all heard the story now about the kid that was beaten up in Philly and died, had to be taken off life support. Now you have the story of this other, and very sad for that family. I can't imagine what that investigation is going to uncover. But the story of this 12-year-old girl, Nima Ramu, who got a score of 162 on a Mensa IQ test. It's the highest score possible. I think we should all go and take a Mensa test. I want to see how many of you have big brains out there listening to America Tonight. In fact, I'm going to dig one up, and I'm going to put it on our site. I make that pledge. I'm going to find a test. They usually have them in the back of American Airlines magazine, but I'm going to find a Mensa IQ test, and I'm going to post it on the website, and let's see how many of you have big, ginormous brains. But Neha Ramu does. So she's 12. Her score puts her in the 1% of brightest people in the country. She is more intelligent than Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, and Albert Einstein. They all had IQs of 160. So her parents, who lived in India before they moved to England, said when their daughter was 7, they had no idea she was so gifted, but she always performed well at school. She took an entrance exam for a girls' high-achieving grammar school, and she got a perfect score, 280, 280, you know, 280 out of 280. So they realized, wow, you know what, we should test her. So she took this Mensa test, which you know what Mensa is, the Society for People with High IQs, and she got the maximum possible for someone under 18, which that's incredible. Good for her. Wonder what she'll end up doing with that. When you have a big brain, you should do big, important things. Expand that brain power. Lay a little of that brain power on the rest of us. Well, you know, honestly, when I think of people like that, what automatically is conjured up in my mind is math. That, okay, this is math and this is science, baby. This is where this person is headed. Somewhere in that direction, which is not to say they couldn't do something in the creative field, but usually a lot of times that's what happens. They end up in one of those kinds of areas. So it'll be interesting to see where her career ends up, because you know already people would be eyeballing her. For that's a no-brainer to get into. Get it? No-brainer. It's a no-brainer to get into one of those really big good schools. But it's a good daily salute. Doesn't that make you feel good? We have so many negative things that we're talking about that I had to do something. I had to bust out a feel-good story. Harmony says, look at these kids playing the violin or the piano at 3 or 4, sitting there tickling the ivories of some big bad piano when you're just 3 years old, just belting out the tunes. Yeah, that's true. There are musically gifted children, I suppose, as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be, as I said, going to these careers where they're math or science. But it seems like, to me, that's where most of the people that have that kind of a background in testing, it seems to be where most of them are headed. So as I was perusing around and talking to some people today about what they're doing, the federal government, what they're trying to come up with as far as guns are concerned and trying to get bipartisan cooperation, the further we get away from the beginning of the year, the more that kind of just gets shoved off, right? And it goes back to that regulation and interference and really what is it going to do? It sounds so trite to say and to jump on the bandwagon, but criminal has a gun, and you got none. Who wins? You know the old saying about don't bring a knife to a gunfight? Yeah. Don't go to a gunfight with nothing. So in the case of what they're trying to do in D.C., now the Republicans and the Democratic senators have definitely come to an agreement on a gun trafficking bill. Now, who's going to disagree to this? See, there are little pieces of this where, sure, there's going to be some agreement. Because this is, you know, the broad stuff is the federal assault weapons ban. And you're not going to get enough support, I don't think, in that. Are you going to get a deal for background checks? That's in the air, too. But stopping illegal trafficking in the Firearms Act has the best chance in this 113th Congress to pass. Even centrist types, Republican Senators Mark Kirk and Susan Collins from Maine, You know, they reached an agreement with the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy, who couldn't be further from their views, their ideology, the Democrat from Vermont, Dick Durbin and Kristen Gillibrand, all Democrats. And they're saying these guns, like, we don't know this, they're sold, resold, trafficked across state lines, all that kind of stuff. And then that results in a lot of illegal firearms that, of course, are in ghettos and other communities and end up sometimes in so many of these murders, burglaries, you know, whatever, gone awry. So the bill would actually forbid material false statements in connections with purchasing a gun and strengthens the penalties for getting a gun with intent to transfer it to someone involved in a violent crime or drug trafficking. And it would outlaw illegal purchasers of firearms from smuggling weapons out of the country. Well, I mean, of course, if any of this would work and there's a bill and it's 25 years in prison, you know, well, who's going to say that that's not a good thing? I don't know. I'm going to assume that there are going to be enough people that are going to say yes to that. You know, the thing that where it'll be interesting to watch as this debate continues is the statistics that are coming out. What about guns used in crimes? Where are they coming from mostly? Are they purchased illegally? Well, yes, 9 out of 10 are purchased illegally. But the other part of this is the push to try to shut down gun shows, because they're saying so many guns are purchased at gun shows by people who wouldn't normally be able to get them. And here's what I would say. These gun shows are huge. Have you ever been to a gun show? I just had two friends who went to a gun show in Fort Worth, and both of them want to do concealed and carry. They're both women. They want to do concealed and carry, and they were looking at guns. And the people actually at the gun shows were really cool, really kind of showed them, listen, you want to go do some target practicing. You really want to get a sense of what kind of gun is the right gun for you and steer them in the right direction. And they found it fascinating and said it was just absolutely jammed. And I think this is pretty much a familiar thing around the country. For some areas, the gun shows make a whole bunch of money, especially the really super big ones. And I can't imagine that they'll be anxious to shut those down, to, you know, to have that road completely closed. If nothing else, partially because of what a cultural thing it is in so many areas, what an event it has become, not in all places, but I'm saying annual ones that have been there 30, 40 years or more, and the amount of money that's pumped into the economy. I mean, they really are, in many cases, a destination place, a big event for lots and lots of people. So I don't think there's going to be a big push necessarily at all to have that included in any of the bills. Now, the other part of it, the illegal trafficking, I would say yes. I mean, who's going to, Republican or Democrat? I think you can get enough votes on that one, because who's going to say, yeah, sure, we're not going to try to do anything to do what we can to stop the illegal flow of guns. I mean, really, really. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, the richest of the rich. Who are the 1%? With bated breath do people wait for that Forbes list. The two magazines that come out that people wait for, the SI swimsuit issue and the Forbes issue that lists all the people and what they make. So we don't have the SI sports chick issue, but we do have the skinny on the Forbes list. So that's coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We'll be right back.
Homeland Security is getting ready. Locusts taking over in Egypt. Sinkholes, meteors, drones, no money. The world is in great shape. Yes, there are some people who are in great shape. I promised that we would give you the skinny on the richest people in the world. The richest people in the world could afford this new Italian supercar, Lamborghini, that is going to officially be unveiled. It's a $4 million model, the Veneno, at the Geneva Motor Show. They're going to do that on Tuesday. So it's just crazy. It looks like the Batmobile on speed. They're only going to sell three Veninos, and if you want to buy one, all three have already been spoken for. But check this out, 750 horsepower. It's based on the other Lamborghini Aventador, which is a 691 horsepower car that sells for about $400,000. But the Veneno has a 6.5 liter V12 engine, a 7-speed transmission, and full-time all-wheel drive. What would make you pay $4 million for a car? It's the one thing that depreciates the second you drive it off the lot. And whether you're driving, my friends, a Honda, a Hyundai, or a Lamborghini, isn't it all the same in the end? It's a depreciating asset. I guess if they only make three, though, and you kept it in mint condition, somebody else would probably want to buy it for you from you if there was a list. But the key about this car is it's all made from carbon fiber construction. The entire chassis, the outer skin, carbon fiber reinforced plastics. Still, $4 million. What do you think it costs for them to make that car? That's what I want to know. Some of the people that could afford the car include the usual suspects. I mean, when you look at the list of Forbes, and they say there are 1,426 billionaires around the globe. And there are some new people, 210 new members. It's a 10-figure club. It includes the Mexican telecom mogul, Carlos Slim, who's on the top of the list for the fourth year in a row. He's worth about $73 billion. That's up from $69 billion a year ago. He narrowly edged out Microsoft's Bill Gates, who's number two on the list. Warren Buffett fell out of the top three. Guess who bumped out Buffett? Amancio Ortega. He's this Spanish retailer, Zara. If you know it, they have all kinds of clothes and stuff. He's third on the list. Ortega's worth about $57 billion. And he had a huge leap up, $19.5 billion from 2012. That's the biggest gain of anyone on the list, and he's a clothes manufacturer. He's a clothes guy. I read a story about him where he lives in northern Spain. He was in his car. He was in the back, of course, being driven. And somebody pulled up on a motorcycle and had kind of a neat leather coat. He liked the design, stopped, asked him about the design, went back to his factory, told them immediately to duplicate it. They did, and then it just, like, flew off the shelves. So he has the Midas touch when it comes to that, I guess. The United States had the most billionaires, 442. That's 17 more from a year ago. That compares with 386 in the Asia-Pacific region and 366 in Europe, 366 in Europe. Wow. So there are some people that are making some serious dough. And there are people that fell out of it, as I said, fell out of the top of the nest. Like, the biggest loss of wealth of any American was Mark Zuckerberg. He went down $4.2 billion to $13.3 billion. So he's 31. He went down 31 spots on the list to 66. I wonder if he likes that drop. I mean, really. So, isn't it interesting that the concentration of bucks is supposedly detrimental to our economy because it's driven by the middle class. And it is. If you go and look at any of the economic models. So what's happened to capitalism? Ayn Rand, where are you? Have we turned it on its head? I still believe that the only thing that works in these United States is the idea of opportunity and capitalism. I still think capitalism is the way to wealth accumulation or just having a decent life. It's capitalism. It's less, it's that over-government reach, the less regulations. I'm not saying no regulation. I'm not saying no government because that would be ignorant, but not a ridiculous amount of it because it strangles capitalism, especially for the people who are the startup people, the people who want to grab the brass ring and find their own way. So, you know, the comparisons to Greece and what's going to happen in Europe and all that stuff, I'd say, are not founded, are unfounded, because it's unrealistic to think we'll end up like that, other than being tied to them globally. I think if we keep focusing on the idea of skills and having something to do, and if we're spending money to, this is the thing, if we're spending money to help people out, why are we not teaching people to fish? You know, like that old biblical saying about teach a man to fish? Well, how about teach people a skill? Teach them something they can use, and then wouldn't that be amazing if they could completely get off government assistance? Because wouldn't they feel better, and wouldn't they have the opportunity to make more money? Isn't that pretty much a no-brainer? And I don't care where we're talking about, inner city or wherever. The idea that, and maybe that's what it is, it goes back to the government itself, the no accountability clause that so many people live under. Instead of being a victim, why not become a hero? Why not change some of those programs around and give people the opportunities? Yes, you're helping them, but you're giving them an end game. Here's where you have to break the cycle. Here's where you're going to learn something. And this is how we get out of this mess. Because we really can. I mean, listen, we live in a free country. Democracy is great when it's done well. Because we're not living under the crush of communism. We live with the possibility of prospering. And we've been able to prosper in the past. But we could prosper more if we really focused back on the initial tenets of capitalism, and if we helped people who were stuck learning crafts, giving them the opportunity, just having the accountability at the end, and then that's it. Here's the assistance. Here's what you're learning to do. Now you have something to make you not only rise your, you know, raise your self-esteem, but raise your bank account so that you don't have to be on the dole. Wouldn't that be terrific? You know, there's my answer.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.